The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my heavenly Father. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. A couple of years ago, before we had our Adoration Chapel and around-the-clock people were here praying, I was locking up the church fairly late one night, maybe at like 9:30, and so I circled around the whole church, was locking all the doors, and then I came in through the side doors, and I was surprised to find a gentleman sitting in one of these front pews here. He was kneeling there. And I go, "Gosh, you know, it's so late at night, it's totally dark in the church. The only light on was the one on the crucifix." And I didn't recognize the man. I'd never seen him before. And he looked a little bit rough around the edges. I thought maybe he was a homeless man who was just coming in because it was warmer in the church. Well, I had not yet made my holy hour that day. I had not had an hour alone with our Lord. And so I was coming in, and I knelt right up here on the foot of the sanctuary. And I was a little bit uncomfortable because here's this guy several feet behind me. I don't know who he is. I thought, you know, gosh, what if he's dangerous or something? So I'm kneeling there praying, and I prayed for like 45 minutes straight, and the guy didn't make any sounds, he didn't move at all. Thought, gosh, what, you know, when is he going to leave? You know, because if he doesn't leave before I leave, I'm going to have to ask him to leave, because he can't stay in the church overnight. So after about 45 minutes, I heard him start to stir, and I thought, oh good, thank goodness, he's going to walk away. And he walked up right behind me, and I started to get a little bit nervous, you know, okay, what's going to happen here? And he says, "Excuse me, Father." I go, "Oh, thank goodness he's Catholic, right?" Because he says, "Father." And I said, "Yes." He says, "Father, would you pray for me?" And I didn't know what he meant in that moment. Because sometimes people say, "Father, would you say a blessing over me?" And I thought maybe he's going to kneel down and ask me to put my hands on him. Or maybe he just meant, you know, in the days and weeks to come, would you remember me in your prayers? But what he did, he said, "Would you pray for me?" And then he knelt down right beside me, just silently looking at the tabernacle. And so I thought, okay, he just wants to pray silently together and I'll pray for him. We knelt down silently for a few minutes, and then he turned, and I could tell that he wanted to talk. And he said, "Father, can I ask your advice?" He said, "The reason I'm here," he said, I haven't been in a Catholic church for a few years. I left the faith a while ago, and I've attended another church that's not a Catholic church. He said, "But I found out today that I have terminal cancer. You know, I've been feeling sick and tired for a while. I went to the doctor, and I only have a few months left to live." He said, "Father, I have two kids who are teenagers. I don't even know how I'm going to tell my family." He said, "Father, do you have any recommendation for me?" And I said a quick prayer in my heart to the Holy Spirit. I said, "Holy Spirit, give me the words to speak." And I told him, I said, "You know, whenever I'm going through a really tough time, when I don't know what to do, when my heart is heavy, I always turn to our Blessed Mother Mary. You know, she's been a great source of consolation my whole life, and she's the greatest intercessor." He said, "Father, you know, I don't get that. That's one of the reasons I left the church. There's so much I don't understand." He said, "My mom is a devout Catholic woman. Whenever I go to her house, she's always kneeling down in front of a statue of Mary. Why don't we just go straight to Jesus?"
And I looked at this man and I said, "What did you say to me the moment you walked up behind me?" He said, "Well, Father, I asked you if you'd pray for me." I said, "Do we believe that the saints in heaven are alive?" "Well, yeah, of course, Father, they're more alive than we are." I said, "Well, there are brothers and sisters in heaven. Here, you come and ask me for my prayers. Why don't you ask the saints in heaven to pray for you? They're the most powerful prayer warriors that we could find. And who above all else but our Blessed Mother Mary? She has the highest place in heaven. And so when we have prayers that we want granted, we say, 'Mary, I give this prayer to you. Will you give it to God? Will you go before Him and say, Heavenly Father, your child, your son, your daughter on earth has this prayer. They've recommended it to me. I am asking you for them to grant this prayer.'" "Oh, Father, no one ever told me that," right? Why, above all else, are Our Lady's prayers so powerful? Because she never refused God anything. And so He has a really hard time refusing her anything. What does our Lord say in the Gospel today? He says, "Not everyone who calls out and says, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Heavenly Father." You know, so when we want our prayers answered, we oftentimes go to the person that we think is the holiest, right? You might go to one of your teachers, one of the sisters, you say, "Sister God, you know, your prayers, I believe, are really powerful." We believe that people's prayers are powerful when they live a good, holy life, when they do God's will in their lives. And when are our prayers not very powerful? When we're not following God. You know, sometimes people come and they say, "Father, you know what? I said this prayer, God didn't answer. Why isn't He responding to my prayers?" And sometimes I'll say, "Well, are you doing God's will in your life?" You know, if you want to make sure your prayers are answered, one of the best things you can do is make sure you're doing what God would want you to do. You know, it's like your parents sometimes at home. When you have a special request of your parents, you say, "Mom, you know, I want to go to my friends and sleep over tonight." What are your parents going to respond? If you're being good, right, if you're doing the things you're supposed to do at home, there's more likelihood that they're going to say yes. But what if you haven't done your chores lately? They're going to say, "Well, did you pick up your room? Right? Have you fed the dog? Did you take out the trash? Are you doing what you're supposed to do here?" In a similar way, that's the way it is with God. "Lord, I want my prayer answered." One of the best things we can do is to be doing His will, and our prayers will be all the more effective. May we seek to do His will always.